Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We are live. Recorded in front of a live audience, as they say. Okay. Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. We start the next Malacha in the Maznayim text. We are on page 150. Good news, as far as I could see, the Rambam has gone online.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Martin. Thanks to Martin's efforts and Mordechai's efforts. The Rambam is online, and it's even up to date.
What? Can you believe that?
I don't know if it was fixed. I tried to download.
Not all of them.
Three of the class, four of the classes, and they didn't work.
Okay, well,
most of them work.
We're getting there. We're getting there. That's a good sign.
Which is Hashem. And three of the Bilvavis are up. We got the rest of them ready to go.
Okay, so Mirz Hashem, we're going to
not Bilvavi, but the morning.
Back.
Okay.
Anyway, so just keep that in mind. All right, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph. We now go to the next Malacha, the Malacha of Afia, baking. Ha'ife chigrogeres chayev. If you bake the amount of food equal to a dried fig, you are chayev, either chatas or misa, depending on the case. Now, it's interesting that the malacha of afia, of baking, was not really in the Mishkan. Because in the Mishkan, what they did, they didn't bake anything. What they did is they cooked. They cooked the spices that gave off a dye that would be used for the tcheles and the different coverings that were there. That's not the Malachas HaMishkan. Making the Malachas HaPanim is not the building the Mishkan. It's okay. Building the Mishkan, right? So therefore, really, the Av Malacha is Bishul. That is cooking. It's really the Av Malacha. And Afia is really the Toilada. It's really the derivative because it's a different type of action. It's cooking, baking and cooking is two separate types of actions. But it's still the same idea, making use of fire to alter the state of an object in a better way. So, and since the only malachas that were done in the Mishkan are called an av. However, why is the Rambam saying, talking about oifa over here? Because the Rambam is following the way the Mishnah in Shabbos relates it. When the Mishnah lists the 39 Avos Melachos, it said, Oifa, baking in the Avos Melachos. And the reason is, because the Mishnah chose the first 11 Melachos. It's called Sidura de Pas. It took the order of baking bread. In other words, you start with plowing and this and that and winnowing and all those things to get us to remember the process of baking bread. So therefore, if you mention all these things, you don't cook bread, but you bake the bread. And therefore, that's more common now than in baking than cooking. So therefore, even though technically, I mean, it doesn't really make a difference because each one it's chayiv. But really, technically, the av is bishul and the tolod is oifa. But since the Mishnahs chose oifa to be used, so the Rambam is using the same expression. Anyway, so if you bake the amount of a grogeres, you're chayiv. Echad ha'oifa es apas, o mevashos ha'machol, o es ha'samamonim. It doesn't matter if you're baking bread, or you're cooking a dish of food, or you're cooking up different dyes or spices or whatever. O ha'machamim es ha'maim, or you're boiling water. Hakol inyun echad is all the same thing. It's the activity of using fires as a means to heat up or altering something in some way, the item that you're dealing with. Either to make something soft hard or something hard soft, whatever, and you're altering its state.
So now, speaking with fire.
What else do you have in mind?
Because you can. Now you can. Pickling.
Who?
Pickling.
Well, yeah, that's not
good. If you.
No, okay, so that's not, you, first of all, you can't pickle anything in 24 hours, really. It's not a malacha.
Yeah, but it's, you get a piece of salmon
it's using fire or heat, direct heat, that is the malacha. Pickling, might be a tolada of something else. But I don't know who would be pickling on Shabbos. But,
somebody obviously is in a pickle.
But it's not cooking. It's not cooking. So let's not go there for now. Well, we're going to talk about putting something in the sun. We're going to talk about it today. Okay, now, how about the amount? So we said if you're baking food that you're going to eat, it's a grogeres. That we understand. What about shir hamachamim esamayim? So you're heating up water. How much water do you have to heat up to be chayiv for heating up water? The answer is kidei lirchoitz behen aver katan. Enough to wash a small body limb. Why? Because generally boiling water more often than not is for bathing one's body as opposed to drinking tea. All right? Vishir mevashel samamanim. But how about if you're cooking up these dyes that you have? Then it's kedeshi ruim ladavr shem vashim osamlo. It's got to be enough to make the dye catch. In other words, you need enough water there to make there be that the dye will catch into the food that you want to make that happen. Now, obviously, it's how much is also in terms of at least dyeing a small item like a hairnet is the smallest item that would be dyed. But that's in terms of what you will dye. But how much, depending on what kind of dye you have. If you need a strong dye or a weak dye, there might be different needs of the strength of the dye. And the Rambam is saying it will depend on the needs of the strength of the dye to make you chayiv for that. Okay. What? Yes, sir.
Just about the small limb, as far as heating up the water. On a yontif, though, besides the other issues that can be involved, but the straight of idea of having warm water coming out to your body, isn't that not an issue?
That's a different issue. We're talking about one issue here, boiling water. Remember, we're talking about bishul, the act of boiling water. So on Yom Tov, you may boil water. Right? Now this is the second issue. You want to take a bath with the water that you boiled. Yeah? That's a separate issue.
She allows this for cooking.
That's a separate issue. The boiling is exactly the allowance for cooking. So you're allowed to boil, right? Not to be mistaken, Yontif, you can never light the fire and make the fire. It's a different malacha that's not permitted. So you're allowed to boil water on Yontif. You can turn on the hot water faucet on Yontif. There's no problem. You could turn the shower on. If you're not going in there, it's not a problem, right? But once you're going in there, now there's other issues that we have to deal with. So that would not necessarily be permitted. And okay.
So are we talking about the temperature? Like if the water isn't boiling, you're not cooking?
Okay, so it says hamachamim. He says boiling. Yeah, Rambam does not go into the details.
So
therefore, Rambam doesn't mention this specifically, but the poskim mentioned it has to be up to the point of Yad Soledes Bo, which is the lowest temperature of Yad Soledes is 110
degrees.
Fahrenheit.
100 degrees Celsius is boiling. That's super boiling.
Fahrenheit. So once you get it up to 110, then you'd be chayiv. And you can continuously be chayiv for heating it more and more and more until you get it to the boiling point, which would be 212 Fahrenheit. Right. So that would make you chayiv. There's a lot. I'm not going to go through all the hilchos of Bishul because that's a third of this book. So we're not going to do that. Yeah.
It's a question about the quantity. So if it's less than the quantity stated, what would the status be?
I think we discussed that in the first chapter. It's not allowed,
right.
But we don't punish you.
Right.
You don't bring a korban chatas. You won't get stoned.
Right.
You won't get lashes.
I just want to make sure it's
still,
the same.
Chatzi shir is still usur doraisa, okay. And you can't do it.
Right.
Question is, do we punish you for that? We don't punish you because you can't do it. Beis. So now we're going to talk about different levels of heating, as it were. The next level, halachas, we dealt with basic, obvious ones, but there's other ways of using heat sources to cook something. Hanoi saying, beitza bitzad hamecham. If you put a raw egg, next to a utensil that boils up water, let's say a kettle, okay? So you're not putting the egg in the kettle, right? You're putting it next to the kettle. The kettle is a boiling kettle, hot urn, whatever it is. It produces heat. It's been set before Shabbos. I put this raw egg next to the kettle. Why? Bishvil shetis gal gel. Because we want it to get warmed up, to get cooked. Then it's galgal, and it does get cooked. If you leave an egg next to a hot kettle, eventually, over time, it will warm up. It will boil the egg. The heat intensity coming off of the kettle will warm it up and cook it. So, and if it does get cooked, chayiv, you'd be chayiv. Why? Here's an important rule. Shehamevashel bitoledes ha'ur kimivashal bu'ur atzma. If you cook with a derivative of the fire, it's as bad as cooking with the fire itself. So you've got a fire that's cooking the kettle. Clearly, if you put the kettle on the stove on Shabbos, you're chayav for cooking the water. But now I've cooked water, and there's a heat coming. Now, why is the water hot? Because there's a fire that made the water and that made the kettle hot. And now the hot kettle is next to the egg, and it's cooking up the egg. So therefore, and even the commentators, even if you take the kettle off of the fire, and it's still a source of heat, and it remains hot enough, it's called a derivative of fire, and you're not allowed to use in your chayav for that. Right? So any of these types of fires and derivatives is not allowed. And for that, v'chein ha-meidiach b'chamin dog moliach hayoshon, o kulios ha-ispanin. And similarly, if a person washes with hot water a very old, salty type of fish, the commentators say it's been salted for a year. It's been a year since it's been salted, right? So it's really, really very salty, right? Now, what do? You spray it with hot water. Oh, kulyos ha'ispanin. Kulyos ha'ispanin is a fish from Spain. And what do we know about it? It's got a very soft klipa, skeleton, whatever.
It's like a sardine.
Right? And you salt it a lot for eating purposes. Now, what's the common denominator? Who dog dak for rach b'yoser? It's a very thin and soft fish. Doesn't take a lot to cook this fish. So if you just rinse it in hot water, right? That water has been cooked by from a fire. You take whatever hot water and pour it over the fish. Why? That when you rinse it in the hot water, that is the finishing up of its cooking, right? You can't eat the fish because it's so salty, right? So I guess when you're, and it's raw too, so not fully, you know, edible. So unless you cook, you spray it with the hot water, so that spraying is like a bishul, right? And therefore, that's what makes you chayv. So we're just giving you other extensions of, you know, what would, it's not right on top of the fire, but you're still chayv. It's next to the kettle. Water is being sprayed on it. V'chein kol kayetzman, anything similar to that would be chayv. Gimel.
Isn't there also the, when the last touch, like,
yeah. You know, that would be more for utensil, and here this is more cooking. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't say, well, I cooked the last 5 minutes, it's makab potash. It makes it, that's for making a utensil functional. Mm-hmm. Making food edible is a cooking law, not a makab potash law. Gimel, hamafkia, es habeitza, beveget cham, o bechol. If a person, he cracks open an egg, and he puts it onto a hot garment, let's say a hot towel. O bechol, or he puts it in the sand that's hot. Uba avak drachim, or the dust of the road, whatever. Sheim chamim, they're very hot. Why? Mipnei hashemesh, the sun's been beating down on it. You left your towel out on the beach, and the towel is really hot. Right? You put the egg on the towel, or you put the egg in the sand. Right, even though that egg will get roasted. Now, what's it getting roasted from? The heat of the towel, or the heat of the sand that was heated by the sun. Potter. Your potter, what does potter mean? Potter avalaser. Potter means you're not going to get punished, but the rabbanon, you're not allowed to do it. Why? So why are you not chayiv? Because shetoldos chama ain't a katoldos age. The secondary form of the that comes out of the sun, right, is not considered like a second derivative of fire. So as much as if I boil the kettle and the kettle is hot and the egg is next to the kettle and now you're cooking the egg, that's a derivative of the fire or the flame that you're chayiv, but a derivative of the sun you're not chayiv. Avol gozra, because it's not fire. It's got to be real fire, not the sun. Avol Gozron, but why did the rabbi say it's not allowed? They told also were, because if you have a derivative sun is okay, you might think the derivative of fire is okay, which would be a common misconception. Therefore, they said rabbinically it's osur.
A solar water heater would be problematic.
Would be rabbinically a problem.
Yes.
But then again, I mean, what are you doing exactly? Are you putting what?
You're not taking any action. It's just sitting there.
If you take water out and now new water fills in, that would be. That would rabbinically be a problem. What if a person wants to wash himself, wants to cook something rather, I mean, in the hot springs of Tveria, potter, you'll be potter, because that's not the way people cook, the hot springs, it's not from a fire, it's from whatever down ground source of heat that's there. That's not the typical way. So kiyotzim potter, but again potter avolosser. You still can't do it. Hamavashal al haor davrish ayimavushal kol tzarko. What if you cook something on the fire that's already been completely cooked? O davrish ayin tzarch bishul kol, something that doesn't need to get cooked at all. Potter, your potter what? But potter avolosser. Because first of all, why? There's no bishul after bishul. That's the famous rule. No cooking after cooking.
With dry.
Right? But, so, now of course, there's a lot of halachas here. For example, you cannot take a fully cooked roast and put it in the oven.
It looks
to
like
warm it up. Because that would be rabbinically osur, because it looks like you're cooking. Right. So you can't do that. You can't take a liquid that has cooled off, that's been boiled once, as a machlokas poskim, if there's bishul after bishul by liquids, and we paskin to be stringent that there is bishul after bishul after liquids.
But only so, if the water's totally cooled off. It's still
if the water's been totally cooled off, and now you want to reheat it, you can't do it. But basically, so what is it that you are really allowed to do? So really, technically, biblically, you could put a fully cooked chicken into the oven on Shabbos, but rabbinically, it's not. Therefore, the way you do it is if you reheat a dry item that's been fully cooked in a way that's normally not cooked, and no one would misconceive that you're cooking it. For example, you put it on a hot plate or something like that, or on the side of the blech or things like that, then that's okay because there's no cooking after cooking over here. See, I guess somebody's telling you what question to ask. That's yes?
From the audience.
Didn't you mention before you worry that somebody might start the fire? So if you've got a fire and you're heating something up, you might just want to speed up the heating.
So I'm saying even if, let's say, you've covered the coals. Remember we said if you cover the coals, you don't have to worry about stoking the coals? Whatever you've done, you put a blech on, you've covered the knob, and all these things, still there's an issue. It might look like cooking, right? So you have to clear that issue as well. All right, so even from the Rambam it appears, potter avol osur, but our Pesach Halach is not like that. Anything where there's cooking and it's been cooked, there's no bishul after bishul by dry things. However, on the other hand, there is other types. There is, let's say, bishul after afia. Yeah. There's cooking after baking. Mm-hmm. There's baking after cooking.
So
there's roasting after cooking. Things like that. Because that's a different form of activity that you're doing for it. And then you get into all kinds of halachas. You certainly could not take a challah and throw it directly into a hot pot of soup on top of the flame. Because that would be cooking something after it's baked. Right, then all the other issues I'm not going to get, the Klirishin, Klisheni, etc. Look at our website that has Hilchos Shabbos. Mm-hmm. I refer you to that because then we would spend 3 days at least on Bishul, and that goes stretching the Rambam class beyond where I want to take it. Dalid. Halacha Dalid. Okay, here's an interesting halacha here. Echad Nosan Esa'ur. One fellow puts down the fire. He got a fire, and he puts the fire down. Okay. Now, he's the first guy. Another guy now takes the wood. Wood catches on fire, right? Makes flame, makes heat. Now somebody puts a pot on top of that. Somebody puts some water in there. Someone puts a piece of raw meat in there. Someone puts the spices in there. And another guy comes for Hagis and stirs the pot up. Okay, so now, who's what? What's going on over here? Kulam chayovim mishum mevashel. The Rambam's opinion is, they're all chayim for cooking. Why? Shekola osir dover mitzorchei habishul harezim mevashel. Anybody does anything that's of the needs of bishul is called mevashel. Right? So the first guy who brought the fire, so anything that happens after that, that's part of the malach of bishul, and they're all chayav. He is contributory towards that. Right. So there's a lot of people. That's a big of a chiddush, because I just put the fire. What did I really cook?
Well, two people took something out.
So therefore, some commentaries say that the fact of the matter is we're talking about a situation where all the individuals did everything simultaneously with a shared intent. They all, like six people come at the same time, and they have in mind, guys, we're going to be making chicken soup. Okay, everybody got your thing? Yes, here we go. So like within seconds, fire, wood, pot, like just, it's all happening like that. Everybody's contributed in a significant way, and therefore everybody would be chayev in that case. What is stirring? What is stirring? What?
How about the guy with the pot?
The guy brought the pot.
Yeah,
but
the pot, he's not doing anything. He's not cooking.
It's like the guy who brought the wood. He's not cooking.
Anybody who has something to do to enable the cooking process to take place is chayiv.
They couldn't have cooked without the pot.
Now, right. Well, now, again, there's
there could be a new pot. You see, the only thing I can
see. Okay, so there's a discussion. The Ravid talks about that. The Ravid talks about if where there's a new pot and then heating the pot hardens it. That's, like heating it in a kiln. So, therefore, so there's. But if you learn they came together, then you're high for that. So you're correct. Now, what does stirring have to do with anything? So we see from this Rambam an important halacha that stirring hastens the cooking process. And therefore, you're high if you stir. If the food is not completely cooked and you stir, we went through this. I know we did this even in the Rambam. So I'm not going to go over that whole inyan. But stirring is part of it.
How about putting the spices in? Does that cook the spices? Or
cooks the spices.
Yeah, you're cooking the spices. Okay. By putting the spices in, you're cooking the spices, right? Certain Kli Rishon can't do that.
But aren't there some spices that are already being cooked?
Can't put it in the pot. At least rabbinically, that would be prohibited. In the pot that's on the fire, you can't. Off the fire, there's certain cases where it's allowed. Okay, now that's the first case. Now let's reverse it. Aval im shofas echod esaketeira tchilo. What if a guy put down the pot first? V'yachaka uboach evinosan samayim. And then somebody puts the water. Uboach evinosan zabosan. Then somebody puts the meat. Uboach evinosan talm. Then somebody puts the spices. Uboach evinosan zor. Then somebody puts the fire.
Ah, so there wasn't anything happening.
Uboach evinosan ace. Another guy puts the wood. Ala or on the fire, which is under the pot. Uboacher vehegis, and then somebody comes and stirs. Who's chayev? Shnayim achronim belvad chayev mishmevashel. Only the last two guys are chayev. Why? Because in this case already, all of the guys had nothing to do with the fire process.
So the only guy who brought the wood and the guy who stirred.
Place the wood on the fire.
Yeah, so there are those who argue, and those who have different girsas, and there are some who suggest the last three. Yeah. Right, because that would be part of that. So, and here they're obviously all not engaged at the same time with the same intent and all that. So that shows you the difference over there. Fine. Hey, yeah, we're okay. Hey, I wanted to go through Vav. There'll be all the bishul halachas. Hey, heniach basar al gabi gacholim. If you put meat on top of coals, so you're going to be roasting them. If you roast the amount, a complete roasting of a grogeres, of the dried fig, even if it's not in any one place of a dry fig, but in two, three areas, it adds up to a dry fig. And that is, it usually happens in roasting, not everything roasts evenly at the same time. But if two or three areas comprise together a grogeres, chayef. What if lo nitzlabo ki grogeres? What if it doesn't roast to the size of a grogeres? Avol nisbasho kulo chatzibishol. I guess before the roasting stage, it gets cooked. So if the whole piece gets half cooked, then you're also, or let's say you didn't roast, you cooked or whatever. Be that as it may, it's half cooked, then you're chayiv. Why? Because this is what we call the machal ben drusoy. There was a robber, a bandit called Ben Drusoy, who ate on the run. He never had time to have a fully roasted meat. So he roasted enough. The minimum amount is machal ben drusoy. The Rambam learns machal ben drusoy is half cooked. So if I take something raw, remember, if I take something raw and I haven't got it up to a certain edible stage, I haven't accomplished anything. So half cooked would make you chayv. Rashi argues on the Rambam and says it's a third cooked. And therefore we're machmir, like Rashi. No, that even earlier, that even a third. We're machmir both ways.
Yeah, so.
In other words, if it's
when a Shabbos is starting, it has to be at least half cooked.
It has to be at least half cooked on the stringent side that way. Yeah. But if you're doing it raw, to be chayiv, if you cook on Shabbos, then you're chayiv, you cook a third.
Taking both,
so that's, we have to go chumrah on both ways. Chumrah on both ways. Fine, so chayiv. Nisbashel chatzi bishul mitzad echad. What if it's only half cooked on one side of your roast, but not the other side? Then putter, you're not chayev. Achiyapach boy, until you flip it over. So if you're putting a steak on and it's half of it is done, but not the other half, right? Then not till it's on both sides. Now, here's interesting. What if you forgot? Shochach, you forgot. Vehid big pas betaner b'shabbos. You remember in those days they put the challahs, but they baked the challah by smacking it on the side of the oven. They didn't have racks. Mamas put it right on the side of the oven. So he put it on. He forgot it was Shabbos, whatever it is. He smacks on the side on the oven now. Uh-oh. Viniskar. Then he remembers, Gevalt, it's Shabbos. Now, when will you be chayiv? If it cooks a third or a half, right? Well, you just put it on. It cooks normally 35 minutes, so I've got 10 minutes till I transgress, or 15. So guess what you can do? Mutar lo lirdosam. You can remove it, kodem shetayafa, before it bakes, v'yavodei malacha, and it doesn't become a malacha. Now, of course, there are some rabbinic issues of taking it off, because we're afraid other malachas could happen. But since those are only rabbinic issues, and here if you let the thing cook, it'll be a biblical issue. Better take your chances to not have the biblical one. However, a friend of yours would not be allowed to take the bread off because he would not be transgressing at all. So why should he put himself in danger of possibly transgressing the rabbinic issue of
taking it off? Is it best to get a non-Jew to take it off?
That would probably be the best thing to do, have a non-Jew take it off. But if not, you can, in other words, you can try to hit it off at the pass that you don't transgress. Okay, one more halacha.
What does half cooking for a liquid? For example, if you're plugging in your urn just before
one ten.
It has to be that hot
because boiling is mamish cooked. Mm-hmm. So in terms of machal ben drusoy, we would say it would be yad soledes bo.
It has to be that much hot before Shabbos begins.
Right, because it has to be at least that amount. Right. Now, final halacha vav. Now we're switching channels. And we're leaving food, and we're going into non-edibles. Hamatik echad mimini matochos kol shehu. If somebody melts down any type of metal, any amount, or hamachamimis hamatochos achetiasa gechelos, or you heat up a metal until it glows like a coal, hareze toladas mevashel, that is a tolada of mevashel. V'chein hamemames es hadonag. Somebody melts a donag, meaning wax, or fat, different types of pitch, tar, things like that, and sulfur, is similar. It's all a toilada of mevashel. Even though, let's say, some of these things make, you know, you, when you heat it up, it gets soft and red, and then when you finish, it goes back and gets hard again.
Even harder.
Doesn't matter. You're chayav for that. V'cheina mevashel kli adama. What if you cook an earthenware utensil for so long at sheyasu cheres until it becomes like hard clay? Chayav mishum mevashel, also chayav for baking. Klal Shadavar, here's the golden rule. Bein sharipa guf kasha ba'esh, whether you softened something that was hard through the means of fire, or shehiksha guf rach, or you made something that was soft, you made it hard, hareza chayv shumavashel chayv, because of mavashel, that you've altered the substance in a way that will improve it of some kind, food or not food, you are chayv. Baruch Hashem, exactly 30 minutes, and exactly what I wanted to do today. Sure. Baruch Hashem. So, so for next week, I have to make a decision. I hate making these decisions, but I know even one person would